Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this. No-Till on the Plains 20th Anniversary Winter Conference and AIM Symposium features a new format and the biggest names in continuous no-till. January 26th through 28th in Salina, Kansas, exchange ideas with industry innovators and get practical insights on cover crops, grazing, pesticides, rotations, markets, and much more. Save your seats for less than the cost of a bag of seed. Prices increase November 16th. Register now at no-till.org. Sponsored by Green Cover Seed, Crust Buster Speed King, Agriculture Liquid Fertilizers, and Great Plains Manufacturing.
I wonder what I should make for the family reunion brunch this weekend.
Sausage.
Oh, and Johnny wants homemade pizza for his birthday party.
Sausage.
And I gotta figure out something for dinner tonight.
Sausage.
Oh, I know. I'll use my blue and gold sausage. It's so versatile and everybody loves the flavor.
Mmm. Tasty sausage to the rescue again. Visit blueandgoldsausage.com to see who's selling it in your area. Giving never tasted so good.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. And golly, Tom, what's going on here? Everything's lower again from yesterday. And cattle and hogs, really another disappointing day.
Well, you got that right, Dave. It was a gut-wrenching day yesterday. The cattle complex experienced another session of large triple-digit losses. Now, during the session, some of the contracts even traded down their expanded limits, which is $4.50 on the live cattle, $6.75 on the feeder cattle. Now, all of the cattle contracts yesterday made new contract lows. The weight of this technical negativeness is what's pulling prices lower at the moment. We do not have any fresh negative fundamental news to go along with this new sell-off that's taken place over the last few sessions. Now, choice box beef yesterday was up 12 cents. Select box is up 26 cents on a total movement of 135 loads. The daily cattle slaughter was estimated at 112,000 head. The cash feeder index was down $2.59. And we saw the lean hog futures also trade and close negative yesterday. On the close yesterday, December live cattle were down $3.60. January feeder down $5.95, in December lean hog 17 cents lower.
We're going to take a look at the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
And as I mentioned, it was a pretty depressing day all the way around yesterday. The grains, well, the wheat and soybeans with double-digit lows, and the corn not that far behind.
That's right. It was hard to escape the negativeness that took place yesterday in the ag markets. The monthly USDA report actually pushed all those markets lower yesterday, with the corn, the soybeans, and the Kansas City wheat futures making new contract lows yesterday. The report showed corn and soybean production and their yields larger than was expected. The soybean production and yield came in record large. The U.S. wheat, corn, and soybean ending stocks were also larger than what the trade was expecting. So it was a very negative session for the grains and the soybean complex yesterday. Now, trading overnight has been very active and on a mostly positive note. At the moment, December Casey wheat is trading 3¾ cents higher. December corn's up 2 cents. January soybeans trading 3¾ higher. December cotton's up 23 points. December crude oil is down 71 cents this morning. December dollar index is trading 12 cents lower. And December Dow Jones futures up 61 points.
Now, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. Certainly appreciate your time today. We'll, of course, check in with you again tomorrow. Now, that's going to wrap it up for us here this morning. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.